Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I need you to please do me a favor tonight. If you know that you are a recipient of the love of God, I beg you, just lift your hands and tell Him thank you for your love. That's all I'm asking. Just lift your hands and tell Him thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. If you can speak in tongues, it's a good time to do so. Just go ahead and tell Him thank you for your love. He is here. He is here, He's here, He's here, He's here, He's here. Oh, bakala dere so shakatayana rosa. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Ko bayarare so go shakatarara. Repakala da sheterosata. Go ahead and speak in tongues. If you cannot speak in tongues, use English and tell God thank you that I'm alive by your grace, by your mercy, by your kindness, by your, oh Lord, by your selection. I am who I am. I am here today. Oh, kayada ro sataya dada shekeya dada baro sataya nana. Oh, bring it down. One day as I was just worshiping and staying with the Lord, a song burst out of my spirit. And before I begin to share the words that God has given me for us tonight, I just want to share that song with us. It says, I am loved by you, I am saved by you, I am yours. You have rescued me, I am yours only. I am yours. It's a very simple song. It says, I am loved by you. I am saved by you. I am yours. I am yours. You have rescued me. I am yours only. I am yours. I am yours. It's simple enough. Can we sing it together? I am loved by you. I am loved by you. I am saved by you. I am saved by you. I am yours. I am yours. Oh, I am yours. I am yours. You have rescued me. Come on. You have rescued. I am yours only. I am yours. I am yours. Time goes on, I will explain to you the depth of that song and why it means so much to you to understand that the devil has lost authority over you. Listen to me. If you believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ, if you believe that God left heaven, became a man, so that He could suffer your consequences, and then after suffering those consequences, He rose, and when He rose, you rose. If you believe that, I am here to tell you, I don't care the village people that seem to be attacking you. I don't care the patterns that have happened in your family. I don't care the addictions that you are suffering with right now. I am here to announce to you that the devil has lost authority over you. The devil thrives on lies. And that is his chain that keeps you bound, that keeps us bound. When he makes you believe that you are your consequences, you are your circumstances, you are your mistakes, you are your past, when he can convince you enough to believe all that rubbish,
That is when you lose sight of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that was once and for all time. Listen, the blood of Jesus Christ was not shed only for you when you are good, when you are well behaved. No, the blood of Christ speaks even when you are messing up. In fact, let me say boldly, the blood of Christ speaks especially when you are messing up. Some people said before that the Holy Ghost cannot dwell in a filthy body. And I remember telling them, without the Holy Ghost, my filthiness cannot even be washed away. So I am a perfect candidate for the Holy Ghost because of my filthiness. Does that make sense to somebody? The Holy Spirit comes to, pardon my English, He comes to holify you. So if the Holy Spirit steps out of you because you are filthy, it means He's not doing His job. His job is to make you holy. So if you are here thinking that you are too filthy to have the Holy Ghost, I'm here to tell you that you are the perfect candidate for the Holy Ghost, because His job is to clean you up. I am yours. I am yours. You have rescued me. I am yours. Only I am yours. Do you believe it? I am yours. Can everybody say it together? Say, you have rescued me. You have rescued me. I am yours only.
I am yours.
Open your mouth and speak in tongues. Speak in tongues in this place tonight. Let the heavens hear your roar. Let the devil hear your roar. Let the enemy hear your roar.
We're not done. See, there is a stirring in the spirit here tonight. Listen to me. The Bible says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon. Did he say upon the good people? Did he say upon those that fast and pray 100 hours? Is it only for those that are well behaved? No. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hayabakasata. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Listen to me. Prophecy is when you speak the word of God over your life. Do you know the word of God over your life? The word of God says that I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to someone else. Which simply means that the things that I used to do by myself, I no longer do them by myself because I have a higher authority over my life. Therefore, I cannot just make decisions anyhow except they are submitted to the master. So there is a new authority over my head. Somebody tell yourself there is a new authority over my head. Listen, listen, listen to me. Lepra katalosha, bring it down a bit. Kalarosha kazitokosa. Reka kaladash ekotora alevrosa bakatalosha. Le. Okay. See, guys, the enemy ain't playing. I said the enemy, he ain't playing. He ain't got time to waste. See, I know my, I switched to this gear. I'm an English teacher. I teach English. I teach English to foreign students. It's my job. That's what I do as a profession. So I try to phonerize sometimes. So just follow my phoner. When I come back to Nigeria, follow me to Nigeria. But my point is, the devil ain't joking. He ain't got time to play around. You get my point? So this is what he does. He knows that his end, his fate has already been sealed. So he is recruiting. But let me tell you why he has totally lost when it comes to our area. Because we have been stamped with the stamp of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that? Oh, somebody, you are still thinking of that nonsense that you did yesterday or today. You think you are unworthy. You think you are unqualified. I'm here to bamboozle your mind to tell you that that thing did not stop God from loving you. And it will never. The love of God is sealed, stamped, delivered. It cannot be revoked. Because God doesn't love us because we are good. He loves us because he is good. Can I say that again? God doesn't love us because we are good. He loves us because he is good. It's his nature. His nature cannot change because of your misbehavior. The only thing your misbehavior does to you is that it delays you from accessing the things that God has given to you. So if you are busy sleeping around and doing things, cultism and all those rubbish, you are the one delaying yourself. God is telling you that, my son, I have given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Therefore, choose life and live. The life I've given you is an eternal life. It's not a life that can expire. It's not a life that expires. It's a life that overcomes every sin, every addiction. If you can access that power, everything is yours. So just like a father has built a house for a child, and then the child says, Daddy, this mansion that I have built for me, yo, I don't want. Let me go out. I want to live on the streets. That's what we do every time we disobey God's command. We just tell God, this mansion that you have given me in Christ, I don't want a mansion. I want to live on the street. I want to continue the nonsense that I'm doing. I want to live the useless life that I've been living. And God is standing. He's not in his house crossing. He's not in the mansion crossing his leg. We have a God who is standing at the gate of the mansion waiting to see for your return. The Bible says, Jesus giving a parable, says that there was a man who had two sons. And then one of them came to him and said, Daddy, I need my inheritance. And in the Jewish tradition, when a son meets the father and says he wants his inheritance, it's as good as the son saying that the father, you are dead. You are dead to me. That's what it means. So it was not just, I want my inheritance and I want to go. What he was saying was, Father, you are dead to me. You don't matter to me. You don't exist in my life. That's what he was saying when he asked for his inheritance. And yet, with that insult, the father ran when the son came to his senses. Somebody here, you are coming to your senses. And we don't have a God who is waiting for you to say, oh, you have come to your senses. Daro, wait there. Let me, Angel Gabriel, go and just check him out, whether you can clean him up small. And let's see whether we can just think about it, whether he can come back into the kingdom. We don't have that kind of God. We have a God who is waiting. Once he notices the tiniest, he's waiting. He's waiting. In fact, he is the reason why you even came to your senses. I'm entering some deep waters tonight. Another kind of love. Another kind of love. If you can be seated, please be seated. the kind I'm here to introduce to you. Thank you. Let me bring it down a bit. So by God's grace, I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher by profession. I said that earlier. And I'm a teacher by calling. It's my divine calling. I'm married to a very beautiful woman who is a... Thank you. Who is a storyteller. Please, to all the spoken word artists that came out tonight, I celebrate you. Thank you so much for taking out the time to bless our lives. I would like to introduce you to my wife. She just dropped a video that is trending on Facebook right now. It's a very powerful video on the prodigal son. You really should see that video. I'm speaking specifically to the spoken word artist. It's a very powerful video that's trending right now. Mommy, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm grateful. I don't take it for granted. Please, can we celebrate, Mommy? Thank you. And to the entire church, thank you for having me. So I was saying, you guys are wonderful. Thank you. As I was saying, I'm married to a beautiful woman. By God's grace, we have two kids. And she, thank you. She's a teacher as well. I'm also a teacher. I teach English. I studied English at University of Uyo. Finished some years ago. And then, it's what I do for a living. Now, there's something I've come to learn about English. English, the origin of English is from, it's a very long time ago. From the Celtics, very long time ago. And then over the centuries and decades, English has moved into different geographical locations. And by that implication, it has evolved, it has grown, it has adapted, that's the word, into the different cultures and traditions of the geographical location. So we now have the original came from, of course, the British, the English. Those are the ones that speak standard English. But today we have different Englishes. We have Nigerian English. Do you have any English students here? Okay, we have the Nigerian English. We have lots of Englishes. Chinese English. There is always something peculiar to the English of a certain geographical location. Do you understand what I'm saying? Have you noticed it? When English enters a place, it adapts to that place, and the people of that place allow their own traditional language affect English. So we now have things like in Nigeria, the standard English is shorts or knickers, but Nigerians have turned it into short knicker. Are you following me? So we have now put our own inside. We have given it a different shape. That's just one of the different many examples that we have. So that's how language is. Language is dynamic. It moves. It transitions. It evolves. Love is a language that God spoke. And just like every other language, love has adapted to the different geographical locations of the world. So today, if I ask 5 people here, what's your definition of love? I'll hear 5 different things. I'll possibly hear 5 different things. To some of you, love is when somebody gives you money. Somebody is hailing me. I'll not look at you so that it will not be as if you are the one. But I've seen you. Yeah, to some people, the definition of love is when you give me money, you love me. To some people, when you ask me for sex, that is when I know you love me. I'm being honest. There are people like that. When we have sex, that's when I know that you love me. To some other people, sad as it may sound, it is when you beat me. That's when I know you love me. Have you heard cases like that? It's when you beat me. That's when I know you love me. So, love has taken different shapes. It has adapted into the different makeup, mental, different mindsets. We now have so many definitions of love. But just like the English language, if you want to know the standard English, where do you go back to? You go back to the roots. Love is a language, and we that must speak it the original way. Not with our own colorings, not with our own adaptations, but with the original translation, which is Jesus's. Just like we have Chinese, Japanese, our language is what? Jesus's. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1. I hope I'm really correct with that scripture. If I'm not correct, we'll find it. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1. No, okay. Let's go to 11 verse 1. Sorry, please, I didn't ask people to leave. Oh, you're abandoning me. Please come back for me. I need you. Please, I need you. I'm so sorry. I need you. Can we? Okay. 13 verse 1. I hope it's 13. God, please let it be 13. Oh, Jesus, your word is life. Oh, Jesus. Let brotherly love continue. That's not the scripture I'm looking for. I'm looking for the scripture that says, God, who at diverse times has spoken to the prophets. Please find that scripture for me, media, I beg you. I think it's verse 1 of one of the Hebrew chapters. I've missed it up. That's the scripture I'm looking for. But I said love is a language. Please, when you see it, let me know. It's there, right? Yes, 1 verse 1. See how far I was going. 13. God, who at sundry means various, like different. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, different ways, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. This is simply saying, God has been trying to talk to us from the time of Moses, Elijah, Micah, Nahum, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all those prophets. God has been trying to speak to us as humans. Diverse manners. For Joel, for Prophet Joel, for Prophet Hosea, yes. He told Hosea to marry a prostitute because he was trying to send a message. He was trying to show the Israelites that the way Hosea married a prostitute is the way I have chosen to love you in your prostitution. So God was using diverse manners to talk to the saints. Through Jonah, God was speaking to the people. How many nights did Jonah spend in the belly of the fish? 3 days, 3 nights, right? How many days and nights did Jesus spend in the grave? God has been trying to speak to us about Jesus Christ from the very beginning of time. Verse 2, has in these last days spoken with finality, meaning there is nothing that is going to come again. There is no other speech that God is going to make. There is no other language to us. How? In the person, can everybody read it together? I want to go. In the person and nature, who? His son, namely Jesus, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, through whom also he created the universe. Listen, God has been speaking from the very beginning of time, trying to let us know that there is one that is coming that will finalize everything about salvation. The Israelites tried to find salvation through the killing of blood, the killing of goats, through the killing of bulls, but they couldn't find salvation because that one expired, right? It expired after 1 year. And there were other things they were doing with the temple. They built a physical temple, and then there was a glory that came into the temple in the days of Solomon. And we had different signs. But everything was pointing to one man, Jesus Christ. Haven't you ever wondered? I don't know if anybody has ever thought of this. The Israelites passed through the Red Sea, right? And then they spent how many years in the wilderness? 40, right? Was it 400? Which one? They shout 4 and 0 inside, whether it's 40 or 400. Praise the Lord. Do you realize that Jesus went into water just like the Israelites did, and after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness for 40 days. Doesn't that ring a bell into your head? The things that were happening hundreds of years before Jesus Christ came into the flesh were already speaking of what Jesus Christ was coming to do. Abraham was asked to sacrifice his only son. God the Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Everything that happened in the Old Testament was pointing to one man. That's why the Old Testament is boring for you. You can't open it and read because it's like, what are these people saying? Because you're not seeing, you're not reading it and trying to find Jesus Christ inside. You are reading it and you're just seeing stories, and this one begat this one, and this one begat this one, and this one begat. How many of you can testify? Old Testament is just boring. Is there anybody here? I need real people in this place. Thank you. It's like, what is this? How many of you, you've sat down and you've opened the Bible and you've read Old Testament? Where it's very hard. Because it's just like one olden days, something like that. It's like, it will become interesting to you when you can find Jesus Christ from the very beginning. Everything was speaking Jesus Christ. Everything. Everything was speaking Jesus Christ. And if you don't get it, you will not forget about it. I will not allow you to forget about it by the Spirit of the Living God. My message is simple because I'm rounding off gradually. My message simply is the message that God has been speaking from the very beginning. Find the Son and find love. You will not find love in those things. Then plenty. Sex, drugs, Niger bet, sure bet. Say it. I'm hearing something here. Say it. Say it loud. Ah, sporty bet. You no go find out for them. You no go find out for them. Praise God. Sex was a gift by God. It's a gift given by God for people that have agreed with their families to be together. Money, we will make it in this life. Amen. Because it's very important to. Don't go and be doing church, and you don't have business, you don't have work to do. You are useless. That's not what God sent you to do. Don't come to church and say, well, I'm serving the Lord of miracle, and you are broke. Go and look for work to do. Go and find work to do. See, money is important, but love is important. Amen. I'm here to let you know by the Spirit of the Living God that there is only one message, and that's Jesus Christ. If you feed, Jesus said, if you love me, you do what? Keep my commandments. He's not saying, this is not what he's saying. He's not saying, love me first. When you love me, you will now keep my commandments. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, your keeping of my commandments is showing that you love me. Can I say that again? Maybe you didn't get it. If you love me, keep my commandments. He's not saying love me, because when we think of love, we think of feelings. Oh, butterflies in my belly. We think of, you know, oh my God, he's just so handsome. I just can't do without him. I don't know what's happening. And guys, good day. You know that posture we take when we want Valentine posture? We are on the phone. Hello, babe. What's up now? We know that since we can hang our leg on the wall. All those Valentine things, you know? Those things are good, though. Those butterflies. But is it love? It's not love. See, the definition of love is Christ. If you don't get it, you will not forget about it. Because it has to enter your spirit. The world has tried to define love for us. Now, they are telling us that love is a man and a man can come together and they can get married and they love each other. You know? And the other person can say, I love my dog. I can't do without my dog. I need to get married to my dog. In case you think it's not real, I watched it live and direct. One day, somebody wore a wedding gown and got married to, you know, pizza where they chop. She took the pizza in the container and there was a ceremony. I'm not saying what I heard, I'm saying what I saw. There was a ceremony. Somebody got married to pizza. It wasn't a prank. It wasn't one of those videos. It was a real ceremony. Another person, I don't know why I like seeing this. I'm always seeing this kind of nonsense. The other day, somebody got married to a tree. Yeah. A tree. She said, this tree gives her comfort. She just wants to get, she doesn't want a man. She just wants a tree. If you allow the world define love, you just see it will come to a time we will not even remember what love is again. We will not even understand what marriage is, because anything is marrying. I like this pulpit. Oh, I want to marry this pulpit. One day it might get to that point. Because the way of the world is ever declining. What was not normal in those days now is normal. There are many things that are normal today. So if we cannot allow the world define love for us, we need to hold on to something that is steady, that does not change. And there's only one entity in this entire universe that does not change. And that is who? Jesus. The Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, forever. What he said yesterday is what he's saying today. He is not permitting some sins because times have changed. No. What he did not permit yesterday, he cannot permit today. What he did not permit today, he will not permit tomorrow. He does not change. He is not moved by your Gen Z gimmicks. Oh, because this is in Gen Z, things have changed. We need to adapt to the situation. Jesus does not adapt to you. We are the ones that adapt to him. My question now is, what is he saying to you? One message, love. So I'm not even here to... Pardon me to just change it a little bit. It's not even another kind of love. It's the original love. That's what I'm telling you about. The original one. Because we get different kinds. But there's an original one. Tell your neighbor there's an original one. What can you do? Because this is practical. I need to leave here. Coming to church, gatherings like this is a beautiful thing. But how many of us here can honestly testify that being here, there's an atmosphere that you can take, you can enjoy. But the minute you walk out through those doors, it just seems like it keeps coming back. It seems like it keeps coming back. If I have a witness, raise your hand. I don't know what the it is, but you know what the it is. It keeps coming back. Okay. Don't raise your hand, don't worry. Jesus was so angry with people that did not accept his gospel. The hypocrites, the Pharisees, because they had their own mindset about what love was supposed to be. But he came to cause trouble. He came to give them, he came to show them who God was. They saw a God who was always do this, do this, do this. That's the God that they had been used to. But Jesus came and said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. I did not come to give you a set of rules again, do this, do that. No, I came to give you one rule. Love. It's just one. And love is the summation of all the laws put together. It was love that sent him to the cross. Do you know that he had the choice to say no? How many of you know that Jesus had the choice to say no? There was a first Adam. The first Adam disobeyed. There had to be a second Adam. The second Adam was Jesus Christ. The second Adam had the authority to say no. But the Bible says that he learned obedience through suffering. The suffering that we're talking about is your surrender. we don't have a gospel that comes to tell you, come to Jesus, you will have a car. Come to Jesus, you will have money. Come to Jesus, your life go better. I'm sorry, if you've been hearing that, it's lies. This is the truth. Come to Jesus and you will have life abundantly. Let me tell you what life abundantly means. Life abundantly can give you the things that money cannot buy. That is, you will have money because of your wisdom on this earth and how you know, business, enterprise and all that. But the life that we have is called Zoe. Is the life of God that cannot, it produces endlessly. It produces endlessly, which means I can be drinking Gary, but because I have the life of God inside me, there is joy bubbling up in my spirit. There is joy. Oh, do I have witnesses? Gary drinkers in the house. We day here. See, this life don't show us shaky. I have seen shaking in this life. I lost my mother when I was 19 years old. I lost my dad when I was 4 years old. I know what it means to be an orphan. I know what it means to not have money. I know what it means to be dead broke. I know what it means to be to have absolutely nothing. You don't know where the next thing is coming from. I know what it means. Just like Paul said, I've experienced lack. I've experienced plenty. So I know, I've come to understand that in my lack, in my zero account, I've learned how to rejoice in the life of God that is inside me. Because the life of God is not determined by the material things that I have. So my friends may be having cars and buying things, but if they don't have life, I am 100 billion times better. Am I saying you should not have car? You know that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, as you are hustling, make sure you have eternal life. Make sure you have eternal life. And that life in you will produce the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit. There are so many other things I can say, but I need to wrap up. Tonight, I meant to tell you that love does not condone sin. The love of God is not the love of God that says, oh, go ahead and sin, my son. I have forgiven your sins, past, present, future. Continue. This is what the love of God does. The love of God, you know spirit, you know that chemical spirit. When you use spirit, you can use spirit, it dries up, it cleans, it dries up. There's a way you can use it to clean maybe laptop or something. It disinfects. That's what it does. That's what spirit does. It disinfects. The love of God is like spirit. In fact, it is spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? Spirit, capital S. The love of God is the spirit that disinfects you. So if you find yourself practicing the things you used to practice before you gave your life to Christ, you have not exposed yourself to enough of his love. Expose yourself much more. Listen to me. He will never leave you nor forsake you, but that doesn't mean you should keep forsaking his words. He is a God of love and he will never run out of love. But every time you say no to his commands, you are forfeiting something that is eternal. You are forfeiting it. Guys, I want to tell you here now. I don't go lie to you. I tell you the truth. I don't do nonsense for this life. I don't see rubbish for this life. It doesn't amount to any. You will run dry. You will run dry. I bet you will. If you continue following they say, oh, what my friends say? Are you kidding me? Will your friends stand with you on the day of judgment? On the day of judgment, how many of those guys that are telling you to do what you are doing will stand with you? How many? That boyfriend that keeps calling you and telling you that just one more time, will he stand with you on the day of judgment? When your works will be required of, what did you do with the grace I gave to you? What the Bible says, on that last day, men will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, in your name I cast out devils. In your name I did this. In your name I did this. And he will say, get away from me. I know you not. You workers of iniquity. I have come to to share with you the love of Jesus, which is a double-edged sword, meaning it gives you mercy and it also pronounces judgment. Two edges. So I'm not coming with the gospel of, oh, God loves you. Oh, really? He loves me. I can't do anything I want to do. He loves me. He loves you. So, therefore, live according. Let the love of Christ. The Bible says that let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, like we are doing today, hymns and spiritual songs. That's what it requires of you. Search. I need you. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 verse 2, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. From today, even if sleep wants to kill you, go for the word of God. Open it and say, today, I don't think sleep. Okay, well, I'll put my leg inside cold water, whatever I need to do. If I need to walk around and carry the Bible like this, I will do it. Because I need the word of God to enter my spirit. David was struggling with problems, with sin. He now said in Psalm 119 verse 9, he said, how can a young man cleanse his way? Because the boy was in trouble. David was in trouble with women. Go and check, read your Bible. He said, how can a young man cleanse his way? He now answered the same question in verse 11. He said, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Whatever it is you are struggling with, the solution is the word, Jesus. You might meet therapists or things, they might tell you, oh, 5 ways to do this, 100 ways to do this, the next time, all those things. You just lack the word. Feed yourself with the word and you will grow thereby. Shall we please rise? Thank you for standing with me. Please, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to punish you. There is this grace that you are giving to me. You don't know, but there's something supernatural that's, I'm not whining you, I'm saying the truth. There's something that's coming from this place that is helping me. So thank you. Forgive me, please. Please, am I forgiven? Please don't be angry with me. Praise the Lord. Tonight, you are not just going to be one of those people that will say, I surrender. And then you walk out through that door. I'm taking it back. This is the decision you are going to make today. See, this. Let me tell you why you need to make it now. Because there's no time. Are you looking around you? Are you seeing how stupid the economy of Nigeria is? Haven't you noticed that things are not working? Is it man? Is it your uncle? Is it your politician you want to depend on? Things are bad. Things are silly. Oh, not just in Nigeria, all over the world. There's a lot of craziness. We cannot afford to depend on man. There is no time. There is a walk. Some of you here, you're evangelists, apostles. There is a walk. You can feel it in your heart. There's something that has been calling your name. Jesus is calling my name. Oh, it's not just a song. It's a reality. Tonight, you will say, Lord, this is what I'm doing. I am surrendering to you. Help me. Because you cannot do it by yourself. Haven't you seen that you have tried and you have failed? Have you not seen? Every time you say, God, I surrender, or you will go back to those things. Say, Lord, help me. And listen to me. This one, I don't need keyboard. End everything. Thank you. The last word I'm going to say is, you need to be deliberate about mentorship. Submitting your head under somebody that has sense. I thank God for Mama. That's one person that you can submit yourself to. There are people, the Bible says that I will give you pastors after my heart. There are people that have been positioned for you. If you don't submit your head under authority and say, oh, I have direct link to Jesus Christ. His blood has been shed for me. Shut up. There are people that you need in your life to tell you, sit down, stand up, go here, don't go there. If you don't have those people in your life, you are doomed. I'm one of them. I'm surrendering myself to you. I can give you my number. You can call me. Mom, is it okay if I call my number here on this altar? Thank you for the privilege. I am one of those people. Disturb my life. Well, in a sensible way, shall. Because I have family. I have wife. I have children. But my point is, you need to submit to authority. These things that you have heard tonight. The Bible says that a sower went out to sow seeds, and some fell on among thorns, some fell on stony ground. And then there were some that the birds came and they grabbed it. You see this word I've sown in your life now by the grace of God. Birds will come. Those are your friends. those your family members, things will come to try to take the word out. You need mentorship to help the word sink in deeper. So it's not by lifting up your hands and crying. People have cried, fallen on the ground under anointing. They got up and went back to the same nonsense they were doing. All those things are just drama. Sorry, I'm not saying following the anointing is bad, though. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that if you are following the anointing, please get up and have sense. Please get up and have sense. Now let's have music. Sorry, I just wanted to drop that one. So tonight, we are saying, God, it get as it don't be, but I'm surrendering. Pray that prayer. Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours. I surrender. I'm yours. I'm yours. I can't do it by myself. I'm yours. I can't do it by myself. If whether you're a keyboardist, pianist, drummer, saxophonist, usher, media, all of us need Jesus. I need Jesus. Everybody here needs Jesus. Every cleaner, everybody here needs Jesus. Everybody. The love of God constrains us. It teaches us to say no to sin. That's what the word of God does. Kalabosha. I am loved by you. I am saved by you. I am yours. Lord, I am yours. You have rescued me. I am yours. Only Lord, I am yours. I expect you to pray right now. This is the speaking in tongues moment, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I lay myself down at your feet and I say, Lord, I am yours. Lebrakata. Lift up your hands if you can and say, Lord, I surrender to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because there is a life that is being changed. Somebody is surrendering. There is a life that is being changed. Wherever you are, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth, please. I beg you, I beg you, I beg you. Surrender, give it all. Take it. Let Jesus take it all, God. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. Hey, I am tired of doing it on my own. I need you. I need you, God. Somebody here, somebody is receiving a fresh anointing. A fresh, yes, I see people praying. Open up your mouth, let it out. Do not be shy. If you need to come to the podium, come out. Wherever you are, open up your hearts and surrender to God. Let it go, let it go, let it go. No more, no more, no more. Can you live in sin? Media. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Kalabasha. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. In the name of Jesus. In the next 5 minutes, please pardon me to lead us in prayers. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. For the weapons, everybody read together. I want to go. But through God, to the pulling down of verse 5. Casting down. Listen to me. What is worrying you is not your village people, it's imagination. It's the things, your mindset, the things that have kept you bound, is your imagination. And every high thing that exalted itself against what? The knowledge. Listen, everything that is happening to you is because the devil is trying to attack the knowledge of God that you have. So you have seen that God was faithful yesterday, and then today, Sakba seems to be knocking on your door. The devil is just trying to make you think that God is not good. But I need you to remind yourself that no matter what comes my way, God is good and God is for me. So open up your mouth and begin to bring into captivity every thought into the obedience. Come on, drummer, help me. Open up your mouth right now. We're going to speak. I bring my thoughts to obey Christ. 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 I bring my thoughts. I hear the voice of God. I hear the voice of the Father. I hear the voice of the Spirit. Yeah. Open up your heart. Yeah. Repent. Repent. Change your mind. Repent. Change your mind. Repent. Change your mind. In the name of Jesus. This should be the last prayer point. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10. Ephesians 6 from verse 10. People are busy fighting, village people. They don't know that they are the cause of their own downfall. Finally, my brethren, do what? And in. Read it again. Be strong in the. And in the. Some people find their strength in Igbo. In the, until they take in their hem, they are not strong. But you are finding your strength in the Lord. Next verse, next verse, next verse. How? So how do we find strength? Put on the whole. Read it. That ye may. That ye see. Put on the whole armor so that you can stand. We are in a battle. When Ebuka's song sang that song, it wasn't a mistake. We are on a battlefield of the. There are things battling with the knowledge of God. There's a fight. This is not a joke. Oh. Next verse. Verse 12. For we wrestle, read it out. Why are you spending time praying against your uncle and your auntie? Flesh and blood. You are wrestling against flesh and blood. But the Bible is saying, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is what we are wrestling. Read it out. Principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world that you cannot see, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Next verse. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Read it. That in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Who is standing with me for Jesus Christ? Listen to me. It will not always be convenient. Wait, oh, the soldiers that are fighting for Nigeria in one place or the other, are they having fun? Are they enjoying life? We entered Christ to enforce dominion over the devil. Because the devil is like a stubborn fly. How many of you, when you're eating food, a fly will come and disturb you? How many of you have experienced that before? You know how annoying it is. It's very annoying. The devil is like that fly. We are eating the gospel. We are spending time with Christ. But the devil will come and start disturbing us. You are not good enough. You will not make it. That sin. You need to go back to that sin. He's like a fly. What do we do to flies? We sweep them. What do you do? If you can even find something, you. That's how to treat the devil. Enforce it. But the problem with us is that we are thinking, should I not? But he said he loves me. He bought me a gift the other day. He fought. Okay. Verse 14. Is that verse 14? Stand therefore. He begins to list out the armor. Quickly. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with, and having on the breastplate of. Quickly, verse. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Next. And take the. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When the devil came to tempt Jesus, what did Jesus reply with? The word of God. He was the word, though, but he replied with the word. When the devil comes against you, it's not the time to consider, should I not? No, it's a time to remind him of what the Bible says about you. Open up your mouth and declare, I am saved. I am washed by the blood. I am redeemed. I am who God says I am. If that's the last prayer we're going to pray, open up your mouth and pray it like your life depends on it. You are not just going to do it now. You are going to do it in your hostel. You are going to do it in your room. You are going to do it in your house. Open up your heart. Open up your spirit. Yeah. There's a deposit of the spirit that I just can't suppress. It's the seed of the Father in me. Kababashaka. So here we are, Lord. I am loved by you. I am saved by you. And because of that, I am yours. 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 The devil cannot take me away from you. I belong to Jesus. Find boys will love Jesus. Find girls will love Jesus. When a new generation, 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 I am one of them. Generation, I'm a new generation. New generation, open up your mouth. New generation, come on up. New generation, I'm a new generation. I'm a new generation.
The guy that loves Jesus, I am a new generation. I am a new generation. The devil will no longer deceive me. I will no longer be deceived by the teaching of the devil. I am a new generation. Can you pray? Semana cardinal for that of another. Erani tosi, vini tosi, en sabine ne filata, barata kata kolotwa, senin de fi, la kamenete. I am a new generation. Tata kumilata, erata kata kwa yende, endetu, endetu, endetu. I am the new generation. In the name of Jesus, we are praying.